Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show by telling you that you are fantastic human beings. This whole thing exists solely because of you. You're amazing human beings. You guys work hard. You share, you subscribe, you rate, you review, you join the Facebook group. You guys are such a supportive audience. I just want to say thank you. Keep up the great work, and we will keep cranking out all the content we can, helping you to build systems and make your life, your business more successful and tons easier. Today, we are chatting with my new best friend, Lee Hamilton. Lee has a JanPro franchise in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and she's been serving that area with commercial cleaning services for about 3 years. Lee, welcome to the show.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about how you got into the business, how you picked JanPro. Give us a little background, if you could.
Sure. So I've been in the business alongside my brother, Ronald, for about 3 years now, and we actually took over for our parents when they were ready to retire after 6+ years of being franchise owners. So I was eased in that way, and it's been no looking back ever since.
Beautiful. So your parents own the franchise. They kind of got done working, and you and your brother own it together now?
Correct.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, that seems slick and easy. What's going on in your world? How can I help you today?
So I'm calling today because I really need some advice around establishing a presence online. Primarily, I want to have lead capture capabilities and just to kind of see who's searching for commercial cleaners in our area to be able to follow up with them and not rely so heavily on our regional office solely providing new accounts for us.
Okay, so you've got, because you're a franchise, they do give you some new accounts, but you're kind of stuck as to how quickly you could grow, and you think an online presence would make it go faster for you, correct?
Absolutely. So in 3 years, we've only had, I believe, four. We took over 2 clients for our parents, and since then, we've had 4 new clients assigned to us. So as you can imagine, that's not really a lot of growth in 3 years.
No, it is most certainly not. Okay, cool. And then do they, I know with JanPro, they give you clients and they take a percentage and then you do the work and you take a percentage. When you sell your own deals, do you get all of it or do you still have to pay the percentage or how does that work?
That is correct. So it's kind of a long process of what we pay, but if my brother and I establish our own contacts and those contacts turn into accounts, we do not pay the royalties. We still will pay a 10% sales and marketing fee and I think a 5% administrative fee, but it will really cut back on the cost of the lead, the percent that we pay when they give us accounts.
Okay, so you don't make all of the money, but you make more money than if you if they spoon fed it to you.
Absolutely, because the way our account is structured, when a account is provided by JanPro, we give them 4 times the monthly billing. So, if it's $1,000 a month, I pay $4,000 for that account. So, on average, if I can generate my own account, then I'd be saving on average maybe $4,000 per customer.
Okay, cool. So there's definitely some financial incentive for you to do this.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Financial incentive, of course, other than growing. So what I hear you saying is you want to do a website, you want to get a presence. Just a couple questions because I want to make sure I'm giving you good coaching in your situation. As a JanPro franchisee, do they not provide you with a website?
There is a regional website, but it is not my website. I don't see who's the traffic.
Okay, so no. The answer is no. They have advertising, but that's not for you. Okay. Right. And are there any rules or restrictions on what kind of websites you can create? Like, do you want to create a JanPro website or do you want to create a Lee Hamilton website?
Good question. I'm still working through those, so maybe you can give me some advice around that as well. I'd like to benefit from their logo and some of their verbiage, and I'm pretty sure I have to stay in line with some of their marketing, but when I look through my contract, it just says that I have to get approval. So it doesn't really go into a lot of details as to what I can or cannot do. It just says anything that I do will have to be approved by regional
office. Okay. Just to make it easy and to give you and hopefully the listeners as much value as possible, I'm going to just assume that you can do whatever you want. I'm only going to tell you to do stuff that works, so I can't imagine that they wouldn't approve that. So first and foremost, we've got to start with a foundation. A lot of people want to start right away with, where do I market? How do I build a website? And not that those aren't great questions, but they require foundations. So the first thing I would really encourage you to do once you've got... I'm a big, I'm always going to kind of go with the clean profit method, which is my 9-step method to build a cleaning company. The big one in step one that you're going to need is there's more in there than this, but core values is first and foremost. That's a great way to kind of distinguish yourself from the other JamPro franchisees and kind of have your own thing. Step three, we get into niches, picking a niche, having a guarantee and a unique selling proposition. I think all of that foundation is important to lay before you start doing a website. Because if you just put up a website and you say effectively, we clean things for money, that is probably not going to be super effective. It's not going to convert a lot of people. But when you've got your core values, when you've got a unique selling proposition, when you're speaking to a specific niche, you could be a lot more powerful, right? If I didn't have any of those tools, my website would look like, give me money and I'll help you grow your business, which... There's a lot of business coaches out there, people that help people grow their business. It's not specific. It doesn't know their pain. There's no niche. There's no guarantee. There's no unique selling proposition. There's no core values. So first and foremost, step one is to kind of build the foundation, understand your core values, pick a niche, right? So instead of just commercial, you might say, I'm going to go for restaurants or car dealerships or daycares or professional buildings or property managers or buildings owned by the owner as opposed to a property, whatever. Pick a niche, have a guarantee. Once you do that, now you're ready for a website. The trick of the website is you want to have a market media message match. This is a concept I stole from Dan Kennedy, which is you want to make sure you know your market and their pain. So again, if you just say we clean stuff for money, that's not going to be very compelling. But if your target market is bowling alleys and you know that a big metric they use is how many leagues they get in or how many bowlers per hour, whatever it is, and you put up a website that says, hey, we help you we'll help you get 10% more leagues this year than last year, that's going to be really compelling. And obviously you have to figure a way to do that through facilities management. But that's a message, right? So the market you're saying is internet. You say, hey, I want to have an internet presence. I want to be online. I want to have a website. I would agree with that. That's a great market to start with. But if you don't have the message right, doesn't matter where you go with the market, it's not going to work. The website is a media, right? Online is a media. Your market is, you have to pick that first through a niche, and then your message has to be compelling to that market. So you always start with a market first, find out who they are. That's your niche. Then you're going to craft a message that's compelling to that market, right? All messages are not compelling to all markets, right? I could tell you, hey, I can save you 15% on your auto insurance in 15 minutes. That's probably not a message that's appealing to you. You wouldn't say, oh, that's a terrible USP. Well, that USP has made a certain company hundreds of millions of dollars. So it's a great USP, but it wouldn't be for me. That's not the right market, right? So first, you got to start with the market. Most people want to start with a website and work backwards. You want to start with a market and work forward. So first you've got your market, then you have a message, right? If my market was interested in saving 15% on car insurance in 15 minutes, then that would be a great message for me. But since they're not, I talk about things like how to get employees, how to use a system to grow your business, how to work less and make more, how to stop cleaning and start being a business owner. These are typically messages that are appealing to my market. So we need to discover what message is appealing to your market before we can discover, before we put up a website, because we have to have something to say. Finally, third is the media. So we start with the market, then we go to the message, which is number two. And this is all outlined in depth in step four of the Clean Profit Method. Module one is all about this. And then last, we pick the media. The last thing where it says, where do they go to solve this problem? And I would agree, commercial owners of commercial cleaning companies, the only place they go is online or Google or Facebook or your website, but that is certainly a great place to start. So I'm telling you, your media is right. Website's good, but until you get the message and you craft it towards your market, it's not going to do any good. Once you get that done, you want to go to step four, 4.2 in the Clean Profit Method, which is language, lead magnets, and landing pages. That helps you craft your message in a way that your people are going to receive it. You are going to give a lead magnet, which offers them something of value in exchange for their information. And you're going to put that on a landing page. And then you're going to follow up with them, like you say, in an automated system. And I think that's step 5 in the Clean Profit Method. So those are probably the steps I'd walk you through. Quick overview, and then I'll let you ask any questions. Get your market first, then pick your message, then choose your media. If the media that you want is going to be a website, you're going to want to use the right language. You're going to want to use a lead magnet where you give them something for free in exchange for their information and continue to follow up with them, as opposed to just a button that says, call now for a free estimate. That's it. I think that's a good summary to get you started. Any questions or thoughts or needs before we move on?
Awesome. That is perfect information.
That is what we are here for, sister. All right, because I certainly don't know everything, I want to definitely get some of your experience in here. So we're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you 3 quick questions. I have full confidence you're going to give 3 amazing answers. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
Just to keep plugging away at it. Don't be discouraged. You have to, encounter a lot of no's to get your perfect yes.
I would agree 1,000% with the keep plugging away and don't give up. I couldn't agree more. But you got to get 1,000 no's to get a yes. I don't think that's the case. I think you should be willing to get 1,000 no's, right? If that's what it takes,
okay.
Let's do it.
Fair.
But I would encourage you to create marketing systems that attract the clients that are already interested, right? I get no no's, right? I set up my universe so all of you people call me and say, please help me, I have money. That's what I would encourage you to do. So yes, I do agree that you should be willing to put up with 1,000 no's if that's what it takes, but I would say there's a lot more elegant way to handle stuff, which is get people to come to you already pre-sold that are already saying yes and take their order as opposed to begging and pleading. All right, question number 2, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all steer clear?
Not being detail-oriented, missing things. My first year, had a tough account. Got frustrated early on, and it ended up costing me the account.
Gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
But good advice the rest of us can take. And last question, what's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away? Something easy to implement as soon as this podcast is over, they can go do right quick, that will improve their lives or their business even a little bit.
Get started.
That's great. How do you argue with get started? You are wise beyond your years, young Lee, I got to tell you. All right, Lee, great feedback. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, your story, your background, your experience. If you want to check out Lee's show notes page, if you want information on the Clean Profit Method, if you want every piece of content I've ever done to help you make your life better and your business grow faster, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.